Speed bumps. Traffic. You're always going to have speed bumps, and you're always going to have traffic. It's the nature of driving a car. There's going to be a bump. There's going to be someone in front of you going really slow, or taking their time pulling out from a stop sign, or like in Australia, into the roundabout. And that's fine. You see, this is how you bump yourself out of a state. You hit a speed bump or you encounter some traffic and you go, that's it, not working. My life is not changing. You see, your life's always changing. Always. That's the nature of it. But if you're scanning for how's it the same, I'm still on the road. I'm still it's not going anywhere. You see, it's like a television set. It's not like a photograph or a painting. It's, you know, once the paint dries on a painting, it's painted. Once a photograph is taken and printed, it's printed. It's more like a television set. If you keep seeing the same thing, you're putting the same image on the screen. But here's the thing, guys. When things don't appear to be going my way, I remember what Neville said about appearances. And this is the world of appearances. If you can pick it up with your senses, it's the world of appearances. And you need to remember that. And you need to never let that get you down. And if you do, have a good giggle, get back in state. Because here's the deal. Speed bump, traffic, that doesn't mean fender bender or fatality. You see, as a cop, I saw all of them all the time. On routine patrol, I was always hitting the same speed bumps. Why? Because that's where they were. On routine patrol, I would encounter traffic routinely, because that's how driving around a little town was. You tended to have traffic at the same places at the same times. That's fine. But if there was a fender bender, I'd have to get out and investigate. And heaven forbid if there was a fatality. There was a near drunken fatality my last day on the job. I tied up 3 months of my life. By the way, you notice that I don't talk about that every day. I will talk about some of the fun things that happened on the job every day. Well, not every day. You know, my sense of humor is highly contaminated from working in law enforcement. I enjoy it, so I let it stay there. But you won't hear me talk about the 3 months of paperwork and court cases and stuff. Because, again, we've got our addictions. Remember the two addictions we talked about? You can let those go. But part of letting that go is realizing. You know, remember, philosophy drives technology. If you have a philosophy that allows you to have speed bumps and allows you to have traffic, you're not going to treat speed bumps and traffic like fender benders or fatalities. Alrighty, quickie win time. Jake's coming into the group today. By the time you listen to this, Jake will have been in the group for a while, just like everyone. But before I got out of bed this morning, I emailed Jake about, Jake joined the program, and he didn't have a Facebook account. And so before waking up today, I nailed Jake in the group, right? I'm in bed, it pops up, cool, what do I get to do today, right? I'm doing my Joseph Goddard. I'm doing my dream-driven day. I want Jake in the group. And so I do my little thing. Specific events of the day have gone my way. And I wake up, and sure enough, Jake's friended me. He's set up a Facebook account. He's friended me. He's in. You see, it may not sound like a big win, but it's a daily win. It's part of this ongoing emergent of being a loving teacher. Being a loving teacher doesn't mean that I imagine up stupid people. Right? Being a loving teacher has me imagining up people that I love to teach and play with. Because as a teacher, there's nothing better than having people that you work with that are interested, that are fascinated by it, that are playing with it, that come up with great questions and comments because of their play. You get it? One more little tiny tune-up. Some people imagine a problems so that they can have a mission. You ever notice that? Some people, they'll save the whales, and once the whales are saved, they'll find some other tragic thing. Or they'll pick something like saving the whales that really can never be done. How would you know if they were saved or not? Let's assume that they were. How would you know? What would your data point be to go, yep, they are saved, now it's time to move on to the other mission? Right? Find some other mission. Find some other war. You get them not at war. I know people that are at war with Facebook, and they can't get their stuff out there like I do. They're at war with the internet, and they can't get their stuff out there like I do. And what I do, again, philosophy drives technology. How do I use Facebook? How do I use this iPad? There we go. Alrighty, check the videos. See ya.